get well no more. You know my health is now fading, and I'm going down.
This is WMFO in Medford, Mass, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Lies. You cannot freeze while your wings go inside. They call it Stormy Monday. But Tuesday's just as bad. Is just as bad. Wednesday's even worse. And Thursday's awful sad. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a privilege to be playing with him, Eric Clapton.
All right, that was some serious guitar. First, it was the Aristocrats, Guthrie Govan on guitar, and there was the ballad of Bonnie and Clyde from their new album, You Know What? And the Aristocrats will be playing on Friday night at the Middle East in Cambridge. And after that, you heard the Travis Larson Band with Behind the Age from Annika, their seventh studio album released in 2016. They're a three-piece instrumental fusion rock band, and they'll be opening for the Aristocrats Friday night at the Middle East in Cambridge. I saw the Travis Larson Band a few, I don't know how many years ago it was. They were at Thunder Road, I think it was. Oh, great, great band, great guitarist. Then you had Soren Anderson with Lavender in My Calendar from his 2011 album Constant Replay. He's a Danish guitarist who's been playing with lots of known musicians, particularly throughout Europe, for many years. He's been the guitarist in Glenn Hughes' band in recent years. He was with them when we saw Glenn Hughes last time he was in town. And he's also in the band Electric Guitars, and he's a songwriter, producer, and co-owns Medley Studios in Denmark. And he didn't put out his first solo album, Constant Replay, till 2011. Playing all these years, but that was when he put his first solo album. Then you heard Peter Frampton joined by Steve Morse doing Howlin' Wolf's Going Down Slow from the brand new album All Blues by the Peter Frampton Band. Frampton's always loved to play the blues, decided to do this album of blues covers. Sadly, he's been diagnosed with an autoimmune progressive muscle disorder, so while he can still play, he's doing the Peter Frampton finale, the farewell tour. I saw that at the Bank Pavilion in Boston, a great show, covering songs from throughout his career. Okay, after that you heard from Germany, Four Cool Cats. It's bass player John Marcolongo's American who lives in Germany, and that was their new song, the new single, The Beast. The serious guitarist is Guy Even Vandal. Love that song. And then you heard Cream with Stormy Monday. I believe it's the Cream reunion. Oh, man. I love their version. I love Stormy Monday anyway. It's a great song. Love Cream's version. It's like, wow. Now, let's see. What do I have next for you? Okay, I've got some new stuff I play. I started playing a couple of weeks ago, and I've got more from the albums. This time, a couple of covers. One was Genya Raven's brand new album, Icon, which just came out last week, I think it was. And Genya Raven, a.k.a. Goldie Zelkowicz, was born in Poland, came with her parents and a sister when she was a kid in 1949. They were the only of her family to survive the Holocaust. And I'd never realized how significant a figure in music she's been, but as a singer, she co-founded, I believe, the first all-female rock band, Goldie and the Gingerbreads, when she was 17. Changed her name to Genya Raven and was the lead singer of the band Ten Wheel Drive in 1968. She did a few albums with them and did solo albums, produced some of her albums, and also worked as a producer for several record labels, producing acts such as the Dead Boys, Tiny Tim, Kool and the Gang, Ronnie Spector. She was the first woman to produce significant male bands. In 2006, Steven Van Zandt recruited her to host a monthly radio show on his Underground Garage radio channel on Sirius. So I'm going to play a cover she does on this. She does a cover or two. A lot of these bands do at least one cover on an album, right? So I think she might, I forget if she has one or two on here, but here's one of them from Genya Raven's new album, Icon. She's doing a cover of Elvis Costello's Pump It Up.
Yeah. Ready, John?
I am.
Where?
All right.
Here we go.
That was of some single, cover songs from some new albums, mostly original in the albums, but, you know, I'll throw in a cover or two. First, you heard Genya Raven doing a cover of Elvis Costello's Pump It Up. Then you heard something real unusual. It was a cover of the Four Seasons' Rag Doll from The Path of Least Resistance, the new album from Freeloader, which could be called a supergroup of local musicians who've been on the scene for a long time. Nat Friedberg is a singer-songwriter and guitarist, drummer Jim Janota, lead guitarist Charles Hansen, and bass player Jim Haggerty, album produced by Ducky Carlisle. And that was, like, totally different, I would say, from the Four Seasons' Rag Doll. Huh? It was quite an interesting version of it. I kind of liked it. Then, no, this isn't a new one. It did Bad Marriage's cover of Tom Petty's Honeybee. And, we just keep getting more excited about them. Local band, but they're so good. They've had a lot of good opportunities coming lately. So, That's terrific, you know, hoping that it keeps on going for them. Friday night they open for Steel Panther, and they open several shows for Tesla, and they're going to be opening for them on a tour. Great stuff. Great band. They deserve it, and I hope they get somewhere with it. And by the way, the band's releasing their first full album soon, which is terrific. Now I have a request from John Marcolongo for some Stevie Ray Vaughan. So I got this live one. Just hope there's no swearing in between songs. Probably not, but in any, because I've never heard this before. Got live Stevie Ray Vaughan in Double Trouble with Cold Shot.
Appreciation. It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active. Another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes. Another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger. Two if you're very overweight. And three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Looking for an angel, bring me some light. Stand up so far, nerves frayed to the bones. I'm rock and roll, walking on hot stones. On the edge of darkness, hanging by a thread. No one to help me. Shot full of lead. Posse's on my back. The devil moans and moans. I'm rocking and rolling. Walking on hot stones. Thank you. Where is it tonight? Looking for an angel. Bring me some light. Stand up to five. Nerves frayed to the bones. I'm rocking and rolling. Walking on hot stones. I've been rocking and rolling. Walking on hot stones.
Yeah.
in the day, worries in the night. Looking for an angel, bring me some light. Stand up to a fire, milk sprayed to the bones. I'm rock and roll, walking on hot stones. On the edge of darkness.
Pardon me, that was a little bit of a glitch, I guess you could say. I don't want to be playing the same song twice in three songs. I don't think that's allowed. I don't know, so let me get what I was supposed to play. I know, I was the wrong CD one in there. Sorry about that. That does tend to happen sometimes, though. Here we go, this should be it. I hope.
You're gonna learn your lesson. I'm gonna take all your sugar.
got that. Yes, you just heard, I guess you could say, the freeform portion of the show, because I didn't have stuff. I just had stuff planned for the first 2 hours. Then I added the stuff at the end, some new CDs I got. First was, you heard Savoy Brown with Walking on Hot Stones from the new CD, City Night Blues. They're going to be in town, I forget when, but sometime in the next couple of months, I think. I think I have tickets for that one, too. Then you heard blues guitarist Mike Zito with First Class Life, which is on his album of the same name. Ellie Venable with Texas Honey from Texas Honey Blues. And then Santana from the album Guitar Heaven, the greatest guitar classics of all time. You heard the Beatles' George Harrison song, While My Guitar Gently Weeps. And Santana was joined by India Ari and Yo-Yo Ma. So I'm just wrapping up my show now, and I will see you next week at this time. This is, yes, my show's usually just 2 to 4, but I just subbed for someone else today, so today was 2 to 5. But I will be back next Monday at 2 o'clock, with 2 to 4, and I will see you then. You might have my other shows on Thursday on Moxkin Radio at 10 to midnight. And my Tuesday show is still on hiatus because there's some issues going on at that station. But anyway, I will see you next time. And in the meantime, keep on rocking and keep your ears open for music that's under the radar. My name is Marian Farrow. This is Rock Under the Radar you've been listening to. And this is WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Next show is coming right now.